Proverbs 6, 9 through 11 says, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." In other words, poverty will come swift as one that traveleth, and with irresistible force as an armed man. It will blindside you and overcome you before you realize what even hit you. And this is not saying that we shouldn't sleep at all, nor is it saying that it's some sort of sin to enjoy a good night's rest. This is addressing those who sleep when they ought to be awake. And we can look at this in both the literal sense and the spiritual sense. But first, let's consider the plain literal sense. Some people need more sleep than others. You ought to get the amount of sleep that you know you need, whether that's 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, doesn't matter. Even if we use that maximum number, I don't know that anybody in decent health ever needs more than 10 hours. So let's use that number. That still leaves 14 hours of your day to work. We're just going to think of this in terms of a 5-day work week even. Just so we can be conservative with our numbers, you can see how obvious this truth is, that let's take an entire year and let's deduct 4 weeks vacation, a few sick days thrown in there, and only a 5-day work week, then that still leaves you with 3,300 hours of wake time each day combined in a 5-day work week, giving you Saturday and Sunday off. 3,300, imagine what can be accomplished in 3,300 hours. You say, well, but while I'm working my secular job, you know, that, you know, I get home, well, even if we deduct a 40-hour work week, that still leaves you with 1,400 hours of work time for you to do things for the upkeep of your home, to take care of your family, and to read the Bible, pray, preach the gospel, serve the Lord. 1,400 hours in a year, given we've already taken away the weekend and your work week and the hours you sleep and everything, and that still leaves you that much time. And that's the point of this proverb. You know, in 1000 BC, they didn't have TV, video games, smartphones, and the internet. But today's reader should realize that when the Bible speaks of the sluggard, it is speaking of those who will not work. In this case, in this proverb, sleep is the problem, but it's being a sluggard means you just won't work. Of course, many turn to drugs. Most of the homeless, by the way, are there by choice. And that's who this proverb is directed at. People who have poverty come upon them. And this is a warning to you. Poverty will come on you. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. But there's also the spiritual application of this. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? You know, most professing Christians are sleeping. They're just sleeping through life. They're not engaged in the battle. And that's why Paul called on his readers to wake up. As in 1 Corinthians 15:34, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." And in Ephesians 5:14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." But we're confronted with these words, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep." Think of the implication of his words in Romans 13:11, and that knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. That verse becomes true and truer every single day you wake up. Think of what can be accomplished in as little as a half hour each day, and think of all the wasted half hours. Judgment Day is coming, and we ought to be living our daily lives with the approval of Jesus on Judgment Day as our goal.